Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, coming up, and it's a bit rich for him to be like, all these gays are like pawns for big companies or whatever.
Yeah, because, that makes no sense to me.
Because he's just a pawn for the yacht company.
Hello, and welcome to Again and Non-Gay. I'm James Barr, I'm gay. He's Dan Hudson.
And he's gay.
He's non... No, you're non-gay.
Sorry, I... Yeah.
Gosh. I mean, you can be gay if you want. Do you want to switch it up this week?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to Again and Non-Gay. I'm James Barr. I'm straight. I mean, non-gay. And he's Dan. He's gay.
Yes. Welcome to the
it's
podcast.
It's that easy, guys. That is conversion therapy in action.
Yes.
Thank God it's not banned.
Yes. And today...
I love fingering women.
All right.
Sorry, what? Oh, do you not like me being straight?
That term.
If I want a straight fingering... What's
yeah,
wrong with
I don't
fingering?
Know. It's just a bit
You
much.
Cannot sit on a pot. You used to say spaff all the time when you were
spaff
straight,
spaff is
man.
Fine. Spaff's a
No, it's absolutely not. It's it smells.
Even even my dad says...
The word spaff stinks.
Even my...
It's a very pungent word. Yeah. Fingering. I could be fingering a guitar.
Yeah, but
it's very beautiful.
But you're not,
it's a very beautiful action, actually.
No, it's not.
I think your problem is... that you think fingering is for women and therefore you are like, women having sex.
No,
like,
it's just quite an aggressive term. Spaff is,
no,
it's a funny
it's not,
term.
It's gross.
It's a funny term.
Oh, God, I
and
hate it.
The fact that it's onomatopoeic, which is the word that you're looking for, it makes
no,
it even
I
the
meant
better.
No, I pungent. It smells. Like, I smell it when you say it.
Yeah, well, that's a great...
That's not onomatopoeia. I wasn't looking for a different word. I was looking for the words I actually used. Don't gaslight me, Dan. Let's kick off our episode with things non-gays can't say.
This one comes from Kevin from Nottingham. Is being bisexual just greedy?
Oh, fuck
Where
off,
are
Kevin.
These coming from?
Fuck off, Kevin. That's actually my response, if
okay.
that's okay.
just, yeah. Why, what's the...
Go away.
What's the beef?
What do you mean?
What's the
that's
beef?
So offensive.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Kevin.
All right. All right, what's going on with this bloke, Joey Ban?
Okay, let's put the clip in here.
Instead of gay prides, I'd like to celebrate that I'm gay by sitting with my fiance, husband on a yacht. We both have businesses that succeed. We both make a lot of money. And we're surrounded by other gay people with the same mindset. And that's what I consider gay pride. Not running around in a tank top, hooking up with people, because it's now a way for all of the gay clubs and stuff to make money. Because that's what you are. You're just a consumer to them. You're paying for their bonuses so they can have their own yacht.
So who's this monotone guy?
Sorry, what?
Who's this monotone guy?
It's just some guy on Instagram.
He's like, oh, hello. Instead of gay pride, instead of running around in tank tops, hooking up with everybody, I sit on my yacht with my boy.
Oh, God, I'm in such a mood today. He's as bad as Kevin.
Right.
I actually find that so offensive, that video. And it really did trigger me when I saw it on Instagram. And it's triggered quite a lot of other people as well. Because
right.
it's just so... rude. And this comment right at the top of his comments is perfect. It says, oh, sweetie, your ability to say this on a major social media platform publicly is because of gay prides.
Yeah.
But this does happen a lot. Like, what do you think hearing that? Do you think he's right? Because you have some judgment. I'm putting words in your mouth here. I feel some judgment sometimes from you about hookups and gays hooking up all the time. You'd never judge someone for wearing a tank top, but he specifically makes a point there about bars, alcohol, gays running around drinking too much and having hookups. I personally have felt judged sometimes by you.
Right.
When you have asked questions about gay men and how much gays drink alcohol and hook up with other gays. And
right.
this guy is saying similar. So I wonder where you stand on that.
Okay, well, I'm not aware that I've done that, firstly. Secondly, this guy is a moron. I mean, he comes across as the kind of bloke who...
just wants to sit on the yacht and read a book or whatever anyway, which is fine.
Yeah.
But that's where he's coming from with saying that.
What do you mean? Okay.
Like, he doesn't want to be doing that kind of stuff anyway. It's like if I was scared of flying, for example, right? Which I sort of am a little bit. And I went around going, oh, you guys are just flying everywhere. And it's so bad for the planet. And I would never do that. But the reason I'm not doing it in this context is because I'm scared of doing it. And the reason why he's sort of saying that is because that's not something that he wants to do anyway. And it's a bit rich for him to be like, all these gays are like pawns for big companies or whatever.
Yeah, because, that makes no sense to me.
Because he's just a pawn for the yacht company.
For the yacht business.
Yeah.
The yacht world. Big yacht.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what that bit was about. That was such a weird thing to say.
It's just a bit like, I've got loads of money.
There's definitely like this trend for gays. There's a lot of cynical gays out there that are saying stuff like that. Like, I had this one guy say to me on a date that the only reason gay marriage exists, the only reason it got legalized, was because they decided they wanted to make loads of money from gay divorce. So they only legalized gay marriage.
Knowing that they were going to split, all the gays were going to split up.
Right. Yeah. That's, well, the joke's on them. They don't split up. They just open up. So that was what he said. And I thought that was hilarious. Because I was like, that is insane. Like, how could you go there?
What is interesting is that it probably does bring in money. Like the amount.
Well, of course. But is that why they would legalize it?
I think it's probably definitely a financial incentive for them, the government doing it. Yeah.
Right. Okay, fine.
100%.
Well, we should. What else can we legalize? Should we legalize pet marriages?
No, but that's the case for legalization of all sorts of things, is that it brings in money.
Well, they haven't legalized drugs yet, and that would bring in a lot of money.
Well, some drugs are legal, like alcohol, and that does bring in a shit ton of money.
Exactly, yeah. Let's widen the net.
They would make money off the marriage. Like, it's a bit of a hop, skip, and a leap to be like, oh, then they're going to get divorced.
It's just very cynical. But yeah, this gay being like, oh, you drinking in bars is just feeding these big companies so they can go on a yacht. Well, yeah. Of course it is. But that's not a reason to not enjoy yourself. Enjoy a safe space. I hate this guy. He's so smug and so privileged and white. It's really annoying.
Also, he's coming.
I hate this guy.
the pride events that he's referring to are quite clearly London Pride and New York Pride.
Right.
It's actually not exactly. Warwickshire Pride, for example.
He's not going to. This is the other thing that really frustrates me. Like, we talk about Pride as if it's done. We talk about gays as if it's done now. Like, we have our rights. And I hate those drawbridge gays that are in their little castle and are pulling the drawbridge up, and they don't need to worry anymore because we've got our rights, etc. Have you looked at Ghana? Have you looked at certain states in America where queer books are being burnt? What is wrong with these people?
Also, the various prides that I've been to, it was truly like diverse, really. So this is like a white, posh, gay, monotone guy aiming his ire at people of his, you know, that fit his description. The prides that I've been to, there's been young people, there's been like old people, like people of every description and every gender and every sexual, every possible variation of anything that you could imagine. Whereas he, because he's monotone man in his monotone world, is only hanging around with people that are like him. He's annoyed about being around people who are like him because he's annoying, if that makes sense.
I think what you're trying to say is that he has internalized homophobia.
That isn't really what I was trying to say, but that's probably another point.
Right. I think he has a severe case of internalized homophobia.
Right.
Like, I'm not out here complaining about what other gays are doing ever. If you want to go out on a yacht, that's cool. I'm not going to judge you.
Right.
If you want to fly around the world, I'm not really going to judge you on that either. Do whatever you want. If you want to go and shag about, or you want to be in a monogamous relationship, or you want to be pansexual, or you don't want to be in a relationship at all, if you're, you know, not interested in dating, if you don't want to date gay men, you only want to date straight men, even though you're gay, like, fine, do whatever you want. As long as you're not damaging other people or going on Instagram and slagging off other people for their choices or their lifestyle, then you're fine. But you are judging other people, and you shouldn't be doing that, because you know what that is? That is the gayest fucking shit I've ever seen.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Now it's time for
F*** any aunt.
Which is the part of our episode.
It's more like F*** any aunt and
uncle.
Straggedy uncle, isn't it?
This is the part of the episode where we help you out. So, hi, James and Dan. I think I've ruined my friend's engagement. I hadn't seen my friend in a couple of years and she was living abroad. While away, she met someone and was really excited for us all to meet him. She came back home with her partner in tow and we all went out on a big night out. He was funny, gorgeous, and everything she bigged him up to be.
Sounds hot.
I'm a gay man, and all through the night, I kept catching his eye.
Oh, no.
We were already drunk and went back to hers for some more drinks.
Oh, God.
She went upstairs to bed and left me and her husband to be.
No.
And one thing led to another. Before he knew it, he gave me a hand job.
Oh.
I don't know what to do. Do I tell my friend? Surely it will ruin her newfound happiness.
What have you done? That is awful.
So,
and hot at the same time.
Is it?
Okay. Gay to gay here.
You've done this.
What?
You've done this.
No, I haven't, actually. I have very clear boundaries with friends and
right.
and with bro code. For me personally. I don't like it when friends of mine have flirted with guys that I'm interested in. Like, right. I don't like that. I'm very open as a person, but I don't think that's okay.
Right.
So no, I haven't done that. I would say gay to gay, I think this was probably wrong. I think you're in breach of your friendship with your friend.
I think it's probably wrong. Or...
There are so many men you could have a hand job with. You and me both know how available sex is on apps everywhere. I don't know where you live, but you could just get on a train and go to London or wherever you want to go. Like, you didn't need to get a hand job from your friend's fiance. You know, unless they're open, I think you're in breach. And no, I wouldn't say anything. I would steer very clear of that. I would not say anything. I think if you say something, God, that's the question, isn't it? Would you say something? If you say something, you're going to potentially ruin your friendship. But maybe it's selfish not to say something because you might want to protect her life and her future. And if the guy is going to do this for someone, maybe he's the wrong guy. That's really hard. Where are you sitting on this horribly uncomfortable fence?
I think if you're going to do this once, you're probably going to do it again.
Right. So you'd tell her?
I think so.
Oh, God. How would you tell her?
Well, why would you do it in the first place? That's the...
Well, people are drunk. People make decisions that are wrong all the time. Doesn't make them right, but that,
no.
You know, that's why you would do it in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what would you say? How would you tell her?
Oh, you'll never guess what happened. I don't know.
That would be awful.
Yeah, but it is awful, isn't it? It's an awful scenario, so it is what it is. You can't start like a marriage on a lie, right? Because all that's going to happen, the shit's going to come out in the wash later down the line.
I think I've decided what I would do, actually.
What?
And I think you're going to tell me off. I don't think I would tell her.
Right.
I think I would choose not to for a few reasons. One, he could disagree with you and say that you lied.
Yeah.
And therefore, you've ruined your friendship with your friend. So that's hurt her life. Two, it'll hurt her life anyway for that to happen. Three, you're right. If you're going to do this once, you're going to do it again. So that's the kind of guy he is. But is it your job to tell her that? She's happy. People go through things with bad people a lot. Like, you'd be better off staying close, asking her questions that potentially point her in the right direction.
This is a tale as old as time, though, when people split up and then their friends say, oh, yeah, I knew she was a moron.
Yeah.
And then the person in question says, why didn't you say anything? And it's hard to say something. Like, I watched my friends get married really young, and I was like, this is a bad idea. And it was a bad idea, right? But you didn't say that at the time.
Yeah, exactly. And you shouldn't. People will choose their own journey. You just got to be there to support. But you are in breach, bitch.
I think you got to tell her, because this is going to come out in the wash. Either party's going to do this again.
Yes, but I think a better kindness is to be there for her when it comes out in the wash, or at least be there for her until it comes out in the wash. And then when you're, you know,
no, because it could come out in the wash. Both parties are guilty here.
Yeah. But when it comes out in the wash, you'll have been there to support her through the build up to that. And I think that's probably more important than creating a moment where you could be removed from her life.
Yeah.
And she chooses the guy instead.
Yeah.
And then you're not there to help.
Yeah.
And if you value your friendship, I think the kind of route is to... I don't know. It's so hard. I don't know.
I think this is gonna end in tears anyway.
So you just rip the plaster off.
Basically.
Maybe. Maybe I'm just trying to protect myself. I'm trying to protect my peace.
Right.
And I'm trying to imagine, like, if it was me, what I would do. And I think I would choose not to create a drama.
Right.
I think I would choose to keep a secret. But I would be straight to confession. Because
you're a Catholic.
No, I'm not. But I would go anyway. I'd convert just for this occasion. Oh, I feel dirty listening to that.
Well, you could go to our favourite priest, Reverend Chris Hudson in Belfast.
He's not a Catholic priest.
No, I know he's not. You could go and have a chat.
Thanks for listening today. Wow, I was really toxic, so appreciate you still being here. Don't forget, you can donate to our Patreon. Go to gaynongay.com, send us an email or a DM. Check out our profiles at gaynongay. Donate to Dan running the marathon.
Yes.
Buy tickets to see my show, Sorry I Hurt Your Son, playing in Brighton Fringe and Edinburgh Fringe this summer. And also, I've got dates in Manchester and London.
When's Brighton?
The 24th and 25th of May, the bank holiday weekend. Are you free?
Possibly, because I'm not going to go to Edinburgh, so possibly.
Oh my God, come.
Possibly. I'll bring my other friend James, who lives in Brighton.
Yes. Yeah, bring James. That would be amazing. It'd be amazing to see them.
All right.
Did you clock my correct pronoun?
He's here. He's a him.
Oh, shit, okay.
I don't know who the hell you're thinking of, but...
Is James bisexual then?
Yeah, he's bisexual.
Oh,
yeah,
I got too confused. Sorry, Chloe, could you edit that out, please? Thank you. What, conflating I forgot. Bisexuality
with... Here's the thing, actually. I forget he's bisexual because he's got a missus.
Oh, that is offensive.
But that's the truth. So there you go.
Which answers Kevin's question, is being bisexual greedy? No, Kevin, it's not.
It doesn't really answer that question.
Well.
But it's a little appendix.
Great.
Bit of bisexual erasure there. Sorry, everyone. See you next week.